What began as a rant of frustration by Rick Santelli of CNBC launched into a nationwide movement of protesters. The Tea Party has come a long way since the original Tax Day protests in 2009, but the grassroots movement is looking to make their mark again in November. The Tea Party has proven it can play a deciding role within national elections. Look no further than the 2010 midterms, when incumbents from both political parties witnessed firsthand the power of Americans who are fed up with business as usual in Washington. Josh Ebach is campaigns manager with the grassroots organization FreedomWorks. He believes the Tea Party is already playing a role in the 2012 campaign.
A lot of the impact the Tea Party is having is in primaries, because that is the place where, you know, a focused minority of people who are really passionate about the issues and really informed can have a biggest impact on the process.
In 2010, dozens of Tea Party-backed candidates won national office. Organizers of the movement have been working since the election to continue that success. Ebach says that Americans will see better organization this time around.
I know the Tea Party is definitely much more organized this cycle than they were last cycle, believe it or not, because you hear maybe less about them, or people say, well, we don't see them as much. And a lot of that, honestly, is not because they've gone anywhere, but it's because they've gotten so much more organized and they're working, as opposed to kind of, you know, out in the streets waving signs.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint is one of the biggest figures within the movement and has even been given the nickname Senator Tea Party. He also has high hopes for the upcoming election.
I'm optimistic that we're going to make some progress in the elections, and hopefully the Republican establishment here in Washington will eventually see that as a benefit to all of us.
DeMint was an instrumental figure in helping to elect several Senate candidates, such as Rand Paul of Kentucky, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and Marco Rubio of Florida. He says there's a difference in the Senate since the Tea Party-backed candidates took office.
Now, instead of talking about how to get more bacon to take home, Republicans are talking about how do we balance our budget, how do we cut spending. And last week when we had the debate about budgets, three of the Republican budgets that were offered were by Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and Pat Toomey. Those were the only Republican budgets offered in the Senate, and that just tells you that these new folks are already becoming the leaders in the Senate on the real important issues.
2012 is an important year, as President Obama will be taking on the presumed Republican nominee, Mitt Romney. Questions linger over whether the Tea Party supporters can back a candidate like Romney, but recent polls show a growing number of Tea Party supporters backing him in the race for the White House. Ebach says this surge has more to do with defeating Obama than a sudden embrace of Romney.
What I hear when I'm on the ground is that just about everybody that I talk to says we have to beat Obama, because they just do not believe that this country can stomach four more years of the kind of policies that we've had. And they believe that though Mitt Romney doesn't have exactly the same roots and maybe all the same strong conservative principles that some of the guys that we work with do, I think that they see him as an improvement, a dramatic improvement. And I do think that many of them have indicated that they will vote for him and work for him, that they see Barack Obama as a bigger threat.
Some have questioned whether the Tea Party movement can continue in the future. DeMint believes it can, and he hopes citizens stay active and engaged in American politics.
What Tea Parties represent is that original concept of vigilant citizens, citizens who recognize that this is a country for, of, and by the people. It does not belong to the politicians or the government. So what I hope from the Tea Party is that it's not just something that's going to come and go, but it's going to be a reminder that if citizens want a successful and prosperous nation, they have to be involved and keep their government accountable.
It appears the Tea Party will play some type of role come November. What the exact role is will be decided in a matter of a few short months. Reporting for Radio America, this is Adam Albrecht.